Lena Dunham, creator of the HBO hit series Girls, recently signed a $3.5 million book contract for a memoir entitled Not That Kind of Girl. When published, Dunham's book will share shelf space with bestsellers like Jenny Lawson's Let's Pretend This Never Happened, a mostly true memoir, and Heather MacDonald's My Inappropriate Life, some material not suitable for small children, nuns, or mature adults. Part humor, part memoir, books in this category are predominantly written by women, openly exploring sex and drinking and even mental illness in brazen and unrepentant manner. Readers, especially of the not-so-easily-offended variety, are snapping them up. Jean Rayla, writer and cultural observer who lives in New York City, is here to tell us more. Jean, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
It's great to be here.
Now, you've been reading a number of these funny memoirs. Tell us about the authors, who might, we add, not generally having MFAs in writing.
No, they certainly don't. I mean, they are unlike traditional memoirists. They are not... They don't come from a fiction background, and they haven't written a lot of books before. They're bloggers and comedians who have a knack for humor and not always the skills to carry a whole book, which is why many of these books are sort of a series of essays. And this can lead to some unevenness in the genre, but when well done, like Chelsea Handler's Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea. Part of the fun of reading them is that the characters are openly outrageous, and they get at the heart of what Nora Ephron talked about when she said, you know, everything is copy. Everything in your life can be made into, worked into something funny. And I say this with the caveat, because having read more than a dozen of these books in the past month or so, some people's lives are sort of boring, and without excellent writing chops, it's hard to pull it off.
So why then do you think so many people are buying them up?
Well, I've been thinking about this, and, you know, first of all, we don't always read books to be educated or to have some sort of literary novelistic experience. Sometimes we just want to relax, and so I think for the first point is that they're just fun. But second of all, I think there's a sort of burnout in our culture on the traditional memoir, like James Frye's A Million Little Pieces. You know, this formula of utter debauchery followed by sobriety and redemption. And these new memoirs embrace things like one-night stands and anxiety disorders without all the hand-wringing. There's this acceptance of self, warts and all, I think that we can all relate to. And they also have an outsider status, sort of in the same way that Hunter S. Thompson did, but they're not as literary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, clearly people like David Sedaris and the aforementioned Nora Ephron are highbrow influences, but these new writers don't really have the gravitas that they bring. Like, certainly we're not going to see Chelsea Handler in The New Yorker anytime soon.
Mm.
Second of all, I think there's something about the books because they're written by non-stereotypical women, and they break with expectations that you have of women, like Handler's enjoying sex and having one-night stands. It's not something that women normally write about unless they're saying, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Heather MacDonald is a working mom who doesn't necessarily lean in, or she's not worried about climbing the corporate ladder. She's worried about what the other parents at Carpool are going to think of her crazy antics on the show
mm-hmm.
Chelsea lately. So it's this sort of self-deprecating and willingness to laugh at oneself while not having to feel guilty in the morning.
Let's hear just a clip. This is from the audiobook for Jenny Lawson's number one New York Times bestseller, Let's Pretend This Never Happened, read here by Jenny Lawson.
I remember as a child watching the Cosby family prepare dinner on TV and thinking how odd it was that no one was covered in blood, because this was a typical night at our house. My father, an avid bow hunter, would lumber inside the house with a deer slung over his shoulder. He'd fling it across the dining room table, and then my parents would dissect it and pull out all the useful parts like some sort of terrible piñata.
Jenny Lawson there from Let's Pretend This Never Happened, read there by Jenny Lawson. You know, she was a famous blogger, but I think of people like Chelsea Handler, for example, or Tina Fey. They're both famous celebrities on television. Is there a sort of voyeuristic quality in why people want to read these books?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, particularly for Chelsea Handler, because there's so much, she talks about her life so much on her show every night, but she got a lot of her audience because of her book, Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea, which was a runaway bestseller. And it actually drew her books are actually more successful in ways than her TV show. And in terms of Tina Fey, sure, yes, there is a, you know, people want, the thing about Tina Fey's book, which stands out sort of different in this genre, is that you could actually look for her for advice on how to be successful. Mm-hmm. I mean, her book, she's a little bit more upstanding and not as debaucherous as the rest of them. I mean, the things that the rest of the memoirists are talking about are things that, like, would, you know, you would find on the Howard Stern show, not necessarily on your bookshelf, particularly written by a woman.
Well, let's hear. You know, debauchery plays big in these books. This is from Girl Walks Into a Bar, authored and read by Rachel Dratch.
I was going to be starring in a new show called 30 Rock in the role of Jenna. Have you guys seen 30 Rock? Yeah, I'm not Jenna. That was back in 2006, and strangers still ask me, why aren't you on 30 Rock? What happened with 30 Rock? Are we going to see you on more 30 Rock? 30 Rock. If you are one of those, oh, I don't have a television people, then I will give you a brief background. Of course, if you don't have a television, then none of the following will matter to you. But let me tell you, this is the very important stuff you are missing while you are playing the fiddle or telling stories by firelight or whatever it is you do instead of watching TV.
Rachel Dratch there.
So the opposite of the NPR, public radio listening audience.
Well, somebody who's quite popular among the public radio listening audience and others is Lena Dunham. She's kind of, presumably, let's say, next in line to take the funny female memoir genre by storm. She got a big advance for a big book. Now, she, for those who don't know her, is the neurotic, self-deprecating creator and star of the HBO series Girls, kind of the offbeat girl of the moment. Where do you think her book will fit in with the rest?
Well, I think it fits in well within the genre. I mean, she really has pushed the envelope in terms of TV and in terms of exposing those parts of us that, you know, make us uncomfortable. And I think she articulates it in a much more artful way than some of the other writers do. I mean, she's definitely more highbrow. I think that's what sets her apart. She takes that the messiness of life, but raises it up a bit. I mean, it's that phrase that Anne Lamott wrote about in her book Bird by Bird, which offers writing advice. And she says that, you know, people want to read about the stuff that makes the author feel uncomfortable. There's something we can relate. It makes us feel more human. And I think the success of Lena Dunham is that she's able to do it in a way that is so beautiful and writerly and literary, I think. I mean, a lot of these books, they aren't literary, but they're funny.
Jean Rayla, writer and cultural observer. She's based in New York City. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you can find a link to the podcasts of these books on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Now, coming up, you probably wouldn't want to be targeted by the 9/11 truther movement, especially if you were one of them once. That story when Word of Mouth continues.